Still foggy over many parts of the country, and many sporting fixtures have been hit. 13 English League soccer matches, including 3 in the First Division, have been put off, and one game in Scotland has been cancelled because of frost. Mist and low cloud have stopped flights at Luton Airport. Talks are now going on in Port Talbot to try to settle the dispute which has threatened a major loss of production at the steelworks. A representative of the blast furnacemen has said they're prepared to go back tonight. The Springboks match at Exeter. Between 400 and 500 demonstrators marched to the ground, but there have been no incidents. The next news is at 4:30.
We'll be right back. and that's Juicy Lucy, and she's mine, she's yours. And all kinds of exciting things are happening here in the studio. We're going to have a word with Miss Top Gear in just a matter of seconds. And in the meantime, I see over there, John Walters is pulling a cracker with Alvin Lee. You see what, you got a motto in there, I think? Oh, the excitement of it all. It's thrill follows thrill in heady sequence. Is there a motto in there? Is there some sort of excitement that we can read out to the... What does it say?
I can resist everything except temptation. Oh, there you go.
I think that's one of today's great thoughts, as a matter of fact. Oh, well, Pat, now that you're Miss Top Gear, it's your first step forward in the glamorous world that we know as showbiz. What exactly are you, what would you like to do in the year to come when you'll be reigning as Miss Top Gear?
Oh, I'd like to tour the world and meet different people.
That's a very worthy ambition. I think that's really nice. And you, what about the LP you're making? I hear you're making an LP for... yeah, that's very good. Well, we'll be talking to Miss Top Gear a little bit more later on the programme, if you play your cards right. In the meantime, this is Michael Chapman and Postcards of Scarborough.
Time passed and time passed and... time passed and time passing. Time passing. Passing.
And that's Michael Chapman with the Postcards of Scarborough. And I see over in the corner, Tony, Mr. Morning Man Blackburn, is collecting up the mottos for the crackers, and doubtless they'll be coming up on his highly enjoyable programme every morning on Radio 1. I'd like you to listen, if you would, in addition to listening to Top Gear next Saturday, of course, when we've got a multitude of star names, as ever, on Sunday afternoon. At what time is it? Sometime on Sunday afternoon? 4 o'clock. Or is it 4 o'clock? No, not 4 o'clock. Sometime on Sunday afternoon, though. Anyway, there's going to be a live programme featuring the family, so I hope you will listen to that. And just the family playing for an hour with lunatic comments interspersed in one sort or another. Half a crown, please. Isn't it a half a crown? OK, fair enough. Well, let's listen to a number from the family now. This is on their new LP, which is released sometime in January, and they did it for us earlier in the year. The Cat and the Rat, it seems to be called. And those are the family, of course, and the Cat and the Rat, which is, as I say, included on their next LP. And I see over in the corner there that Sandy Denny is enjoying a joke with Elvis, and they're about to pull a cracker over there. Let's see what happens there. Oh, by Jove, is there a motto in this one? Is there anything exciting? There's a very gay hat there that I think... Give it to John Walters. I think it's about his size. Right, yeah, that looks... No, you read the motto. That's okay. I have it.
Footprints on the sands of time are not made by sitting down.
That's very true. I think that's very true. I think, yes, a more serious note injected into the proceedings here. This is a track from an LP that we've enjoyed perhaps more than any other during the year. That's the Royal We, i.e. John Walters and myself. And it is, of course, Trout Mask Replica, and I think we've played just about everything from this LP during the year. So Captain Beefheart and his magic band, in one form or another, are supposed to be coming over here during the new year, sometime in March, I think. And these are a couple of things from their LP. This is Orange Claw Hammer and Wildlife from Trout Mask Replica.
A thick cloud caught a piper cub's tail, a match struck blue on a railroad rail. The old puff horse was just pulling through, and a man wore a peg leg forever. I'm on the bum where the hobos run. There breaks with filthy chatter. Oh, I don't care, there's no place there. I don't think it matters. My skin's blazing through and my clothes in tatters. And the railroad looked like a Y up the hill of letters. One shoe fell on the gravel, one stick poked down. Gray of age fell down on a pair of ears. An eagle shined through my whole watch pocket. A gingham girl, baby girl, passed me by in tears. A jackrabbit raised his folded ears. A beautiful sagebrush jackrabbit. And an oriole sang like an orange. His breast full of worms, and his tail clawed the evening like a hammer. His wings took air like a bomber. And my rain can caught me a cup of water. When I got into town, odd jobs, ma'am. Ah, your horse I'll fodder. I'm the roundhouse man, I once was your father. A little up the road, a wooden candy-striped barber pole, and above it read a sign, Painless Parker. Licorice twisted around under a fly, and a youngster cocked her eye. God before me, if I'm not crazy, is my daughter. Come, little one, with your little dimpled fingers, give me one, and I'll buy you a cherry phosphate. Take you down to the foaming brine and water, and show you the wooden tits on the goddess with the pole out full sail that tempted away your peg-leg father. I was shanghaied by the high-hat beaver mustache man and his pirate friend. I woke up in vomit and beer in a banana bin, in a soft lass with brown skin. Bore me seven babies with snapping black eyes and beautiful ebony skin. And here it is, I'm with you, my daughter, 30 years. Awake and make a seaman's eyes, a roundhouse man's eyes. Flow of water, salt water.
Wildlife, along with my life, I'm going up on the mountain for the rest of my life. For they take my life, for they take my wildlife, for they take my wife. We got my mother's father, it ran down all my kin. Folks, I know I'm next, wildlife, along with my wife. I'm going up on the mountain for the rest of my life. For they take my wildlife, for they take my wife. For they take my wife. Wildlife. Wildlife. Thank you. wildlife. 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 I'm going up on the mountain along with my wife. Find me a cave and talk them bears into taking me in. Wildlife. Along with my wife. Wildlife. It's a man's best friend. Wildlife. Along with my wife. I'm going up on the mountain for the rest of my life. For they take my life. For they take my wildlife. For they take my wife. For they take my wife. Wildlife. 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 Cave and talk the bears to be here. Wildlife. Wildlife. Wildlife.
And that's Captain Beefheart and his magic band, and a couple of tracks from the LP Trout Mask Replica. And the next thing we have for you is some Roy Harper's LP, and that's called Flat, Baroque and Berserk. And this is called Tom Tiddler's Ground. Would somebody pass Imrat Khan a curry-flavoured crisp over?
You caught me at last. Well, you know I could never be won. And now that you're here, and you finally do hear, it's so clear on the wings of the dawn. Well, your smile starts to shine as you breathe in the brine of the spray of the very same day. The same day we all go, when we're absolutely sure that we know what it is to be floating away. And there's loveness in Tom Tiddler's ground. Oh, there's a loveness in Tom Tiddler's ground. Oh, there's a loveness in Tom Tiddler's ground. Long before Eden was lost and found. You know you'll have to be kind if you're ever gonna find the place that your face could have shown, especially when you don't dare to force anyone there to share in the ice that is being blown. There's a loveness in Tom Tiddler's ground. Oh, there's a loveness in Tom Tiddler's ground. Oh, there's a loveness in Tom Tiddler's ground. Long before Eden was a lost and found. You know it's a game. somebody else shouted no. But you know freedom is free of all the forces that be, and the ice that you two thought that you should throw. And there's a love nest and some tiddler's grand. Love nest in some tiddler's grand. Oh, there's a love nest in some tiddler's grand. Long before Eden was a lost and found. You know, I thought you had passed, but you know you caught me at last. Oh, you know I could never be won. And now that you're here, and you finally do hear, so clear on the wings of the dawn. When you made up your mind how much you needed to find before you were finally born. But you know freedom is free of all the forces that be, yes, and the ice that you two thought you should throw. Tiddler's grand. Oh, there's a love nest in some tiddler's grand. Oh, there's a love nest in some tiddler's grand. Long before Eden was a lost and found. Oh,
that's Roy Harper from his LP, whatever it's called, Flat Baroque and Berserk, which features a number of people, including, incidentally, Bruce Bartol, formerly of Country Joe and the Fish, whose group, formerly Fat Harry, I understand, is a rare treat. And I see over in a far corner, over near the other side of the studio, at the other end of the John Walters concourse, that John Walters, our producer, is, in actual fact, pulling a cracker at this very moment with Robert Wyatt of the Soft Machine. It's, oh, the excitement, thrill follows thrill. And we've got a motto in this one, and... What's that? Yes, indeed. We were hoping that Viv Stanchel, incidentally, of the Bonzo Dog Band, would be along to join our little party and perhaps have a few words for you for 1970 to launch you into the new decade with a few thoughts of profundity and hope for the years to come. What does it say, then?
Poverty is no vice but an inconvenience.
Oh, God. They have some very fine stuff, you know, in these crackers, don't they? They really do. They come up with some real winners. Anyway, what sort of things are the Soft Machine going to be doing in the decade that is to come in the future, in the 1970s, as it were?
Keep changing sizes, you know. We told everybody now we've added four, so yes. I don't suppose anybody now see us with four. Again, we've added four brass, but we haven't really added four brass at all.
I see, yes, well,
But sometimes we have.
Sometimes you have four brass when they're available from the Keith Tippett.
Well, the thing is that, Lynn will be with us on harmonica and all the other things he plays.
Yeah.
And may borrow Elton. But the rest all rushed off to Wales, I think.
Well, I must admit that the Soft Machine is one group we would like to see more people listening to in 1970, isn't that right? And along with people like Captain Beefheart and Ron Geeson and stuff, and people who do things that perhaps aren't totally predictable. Anyway, so I wish you luck. And what have you got there?
A bit of chocolate.
A bit of chocolate. And the best of your fortune to you. Incidentally, some people, we had phone calls. We haven't had any phone calls at all. I'm lying. I'm just making that up to try and get it in. But the reason, the thing is that the Liverpool game has been postponed, you see, because of the fog, along with, I understand, the Wolves game and the Manchester City game. A lucky let-off, I think, for Sheffield, whichever one it is. So we're going to hear from the Soft Machine now. And one of the nicest things that we had done on tape...